Hi there, I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is. Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by however you listen, as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. Here we are, midweek, halfway through the month of July. And God has given us the gift of life such that we can meet together, open our Bibles, and learn of Him. God is our focus. And in these days together, we are learning about the sovereignty of God. We affirm, along with our friend Job, that God is sovereign. And by sovereign, here is what we mean. God does whatever He pleases. God does whatever He pleases. The will of God is always pleasing to God, and this explains His sovereignty. What I want to do today is return to the book of Daniel, chapter 4. Just a reminder off the top that the reason we are in Daniel 4 is that here, from the testimony of King Nebuchadnezzar, we learn a valuable lesson about the sovereignty of God in action. Once again, we are cross-referencing, so we move out of the book of Job and into Daniel as we watch God do whatever He pleases. Along the way, we also stopped at Psalm 115, verse 3, which flat out says, "Our God is in the heavens. He does whatever He pleases." Psalm chapter 115, verse 3, I hope that is marked in your Bible, because that verse reflects the sovereignty of God. Now, when we get to Daniel 4, we have thus far highlighted three portions of the chapter. Let me remind you what these are. This is especially important if you are just joining us today. If you have your Bible there with you, I encourage you to open it now to Daniel and look down with me at chapter 4. I realize you may be driving or otherwise occupied. If so, let me invite you to read this later, carving out some time for the Bible in your morning, noon, or night. The first three verses of Daniel chapter 4 are on our minds, especially verse 3, when Nebuchadnezzar declares that God has total dominion over all the earth and over all people on the earth. I'll read Daniel 4, verse 3. "How great are God's signs and how mighty are His wonders! His kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and His dominion is from generation to generation." Dominion. This means God has sovereign control from generation to generation. God has been doing whatever He pleases since the first man Adam and woman Eve, and God will continue to do so until the last man and last woman leave this earth. We could be sure of this. Who is in charge of every person in every corner of the world today? God is. Second, yesterday we came down in the text to verses 10 through 17, and I highlighted verse 17. Let me read that and remind you of the two insights I left with you. This is Daniel chapter 4, verse 17. This sentence is by the decree, a command of the holy ones, in order that the living may know that the Most High is ruler over the realm of mankind and bestows it on whom He wishes and sets over it the lowliest of men. About this verse, we said that first, the Most High, who is God, is the ruler of all mankind. God is the ruler. And notice second, from the voice in Nebuchadnezzar's dream, that God decides what person will have authority over other people in this world. This is sovereignty in action, and we talked about this. And you, who have been with us, say, "Wait, there was one more verse from Daniel that you've been talking about." That's right. Daniel 4, verse 35 is actually what got us going in the book of Daniel. Here is what Daniel 4, 35 says. Nebuchadnezzar speaking again. "All the inhabitants of the earth are as counted as nothing, but God does according to His will in the host of heaven and among the inhabitants of earth, and no one can ward off His hand or say to God, 'What have you done?'" What a verse! In this we hear that God does whatever He pleases. God does according to his will. And no one can ward off his hand or say to God, what have you done? In other words, God implements his sovereign will, and we must accept it. And so that we see how Nebuchadnezzar built to this statement in verse 35, we went all the way back to verse 1 of Daniel 4. And this brings us up to date. This is a reminder of what has been said thus far. And there's more. When you get to your Bible, you will see that beginning in verse 19, Daniel is called in by Nebuchadnezzar to interpret the frightful dream the king has had. Remember, the dream is about a grand, tall, big tree that is chopped down. I'm going to do something I do not normally do, but I will read the text in full, reading from verse 19 all the way down to verse 33. As I read, you will hear about Daniel's interpretation and prophecy of what will happen to Nebuchadnezzar. And then I'll read about how the prophecy was fulfilled. Are you ready to follow along with me in this awesome passage? I begin the reading at Daniel 4, the second half of verse 19. This is Daniel speaking to King Nebuchadnezzar, Daniel 4, 19, part B. My Lord, if only the dream applied to those who hate you and its interpretation to your adversaries. The tree that you saw, which became large and grew strong, whose height reached to the sky and was visible to all the earth, and whose foliage was beautiful and its fruit abundant, and in which was food for all, under which the beasts of the field dwelt and in whose branches the birds of the sky lodged. It is you, O King. For you have become great and grown strong, and your majesty has become great and reached to the sky, and your dominion to the end of the earth. In that the king saw an angelic watcher, a holy one, descending from heaven and saying, chop down the tree and destroy it, yet leave the stump with its roots in the ground, but with a band of iron and bronze around it in the new grass of the field. And let him be drenched with the dew of the heaven, and let him share with the beasts of the field until 7 periods of time pass over him. This is the interpretation, O king, and this is the decree of the Most High, which has come upon my lord, the king, that you be driven away from mankind, and your dwelling place be with the beasts of the field, and you be given grass to eat like cattle, and be drenched with the dew of heaven, and 7 periods of time will pass over you, until you recognize that the Most High is ruler over the realm of mankind, and bestows it on whomever he wishes. And in that it was commanded to leave the stump with the roots of the tree, your kingdom will be assured to you after you recognize that it is heaven that rules. Therefore, O king, may my advice be pleasing to you. Break away now from your sins by doing righteousness, and from your iniquities by showing mercy to the poor, in case there may be a prolonging of your prosperity. All this happened to Nebuchadnezzar the king. 12 months later, he was walking on the roof of the royal palace of Babylon. The king reflected and said, is this not Babylon the Great, which I myself have built as a royal residence by the might of my power and for the glory of my majesty? While the word was in the king's mouth, a voice came from heaven saying, King Nebuchadnezzar, to you it is declared, sovereignty has been removed from you. And you will be driven away from mankind, and your dwelling place will be with the beasts of the field. You will be given grass to eat like cattle, and 7 periods of time will pass over you until you recognize that the Most High is ruler over the realm of mankind and bestows it on whomever he wishes. Immediately the word concerning Nebuchadnezzar was fulfilled, and he was driven away from mankind and began eating grass like cattle, and his body was drenched with the dew of heaven until his hair had grown like eagle's feathers and his nails like bird's claws. Well, this ends the reading of the book of Daniel, chapter 4, and verses 19 through 33. I told you this was awesome. What a true story. I wanted to tell it to you in full. And now we will go back into the text and draw out some more lessons on how what happened to Nebuchadnezzar speaks clearly of the sovereignty of Almighty God. God does whatever he pleases. We will see this over and over again in Daniel chapter 4. Now here's the plan. Since we are nearing the end of our time together for today, when you come back tomorrow, I'll comment on the following verses. I want to get them on your mind now with the hope that you will read this chapter on your own before tomorrow comes. Or get a hold of an audio Bible and listen as the text is read to you. You can easily find one of those online. If you will do this, I guarantee you'll get more out of tomorrow's podcast and the radio broadcast. Here are the specific verses we will discuss. Daniel chapter 4, verses 22, 25, 26, verses 27, 30, 31, and 32. In preparation for the next podcast and broadcast, you would be wise to read Daniel 4, verses 19 through 33, and put a special emphasis on verses 22, 25, and 26. Verses 27, 30, 31, and 32. I hope you got all of those. If you have any questions, just send me an email and ask mark@godisministry.org. That's Mark with a K at godisministry.org. Well, we want to continue to understand the sovereignty of God. To do that, let's get familiar with Daniel chapter 4, and I hope that you will come back and join me tomorrow as we continue to discover much more about who God is. Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others. And be sure and join me for the next one.